Blog Talk Radio. You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchy, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
Indeed. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the Swinger State of Mind. It's your man French in the building, along with the lovely ladies, LaCrush and Trinity.
I'm here. Hi.
Hello,
Everyone is here.
Yes.
I'm here. We're here. We've done it. We've made it. Swinger
Beautiful.
State of Mind. You have entered. What's going on, people?
It's a beautiful day.
It's
raining. It's wet outside.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited? I'm
Hello,
excited.
Ladies.
Hello, Frenchy. Hello,
I'm
Trinity.
Doing. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Let me first officially welcome Trinity B and Frenchy to Team Fantasy. Officially, this is y'all first show, so y'all are officially part of the team now.
You just like hey. Hide somewhere.
How sweet.
When you get hired somewhere, you get like a free lunch or something. You know, the boss is able to take out, or
we don't
you
know
yeah,
anything about
you.
That.
You know what? Can a brother get a drink? Just give me a shot. I just want a drink or something. You know what I mean?
We don't have that in the budget.
Wow.
We don't have no budget.
She's already screaming budget. She's already screaming budget. Oh, no, that's not going to work.
Look, typical black folk. I ain't got it.
The best defense. You know, actually, I was going to ask you for some money.
Okay, go ahead and ask. Let me know how that works.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is the first official show of Swingers State of Mind.
We're gonna say it right way.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
You know, put a little.
Right. See, I don't do
Is that just me?
I do. Yeah, like that. That's how I get in. You know?
Oh.
You know what? I ain't shy with it. I come in and I bust him in the head like, blah.
Oof. Bust him in the head to the white meat.
All that.
All right. So,
I like white.
Let me try if I can add a little oomph to it.
Please.
I can't do it.
Well, this is the first official show for Swinger State of Mind.
Amen.
Swinger State of Mind. No, I can't do it like you. Sorry. Swinger State of Mind. I can't. Okay.
Sure.
I try.
And what's this show all about, ladies? Somebody enlighten me. Or enlighten our audience.
Aren't you one of the hosts? I know what's going on.
Preparation, and you don't know.
Right? You know,
I'm just saying. I know what it's all about. Maybe our people out there want to understand what's going on. What's it all about?
Okay.
So we're talking about sex, ladies. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, it just so happens that swinging has a lot to do with sex. So yeah, there will be some sexual topics going on, but basically. Swinger State of Mind is 2 hours of in-depth conversations about taboos, definitions, the history, present, the future, the parties, the relationships, the laws. So it's a little bit of everything. It's everything that a swinger thinks about. And it just so happened you have some of the, you know, three hot swingers on the phone. So Swinger State of Mind is really about how we think, why we do what we do, and the people that love to do it with us.
She summed it up for us.
I like that. I like that. It sounds good.
Mentioning hot, sexy swingers, I want to give the ball to y'all too, because y'all, they know me on here, as far as Full Fantasy Radio Network.
I don't know
anything
about yourself.
No, well, listen, I can go last. I don't want to go first. I want y'all to go first. I want them to get, you know, why y'all two are perfect for this show, why I think y'all are perfect for this show. I want them to, you know, get up in y'all business a little bit. So without further ado, let's get the balls rolling. We're going to start with, let's start with Frenchie on that note. Frenchie, tell everybody about you and your lifestyle experience, who you are.
Ladies and gentlemen of the internet world, my name is French. I am from the South. I hail in New Jersey right now doing my thing. Many years, and I say many years of the lifestyle. And I've came through when it was before lesbians and gays came out. I was a part of it when Hugh Hefner was on point with the Bunny Ranch and everything. I've hosted parties. I've been I'm gonna throw some terminology out to y'all, and if you don't know, feel free to chat in and I will explain to you what those terminologies are. But I was a bull. I was right now I'm currently working on my mastering. I've been a dom, and you know, I snaked my way through the system. Hosted many parties, been in many parties, seen, done it all. It's not one thing I haven't seen, from different countries to different cities and states, from the Midwest. Now I'm on the East Coast trying to see what New York, New Jersey is all about. Holla, can I get an amen in here? It's kind of quiet, you know. That's just the chip on the iceberg. I want to send a shout out to all my people who threw the party last weekend. You know who you are, and I know you're chiming in. If you ain't chiming in by now, you better get on point with it. A lot of things going on around this area. I like that. But yes, that's a little bit about me. Young, single, black man, not married, never been married. And, you know, I enjoy life. And I enjoy life by going to lifestyle parties and meeting lifestyle folks who are actually pretty cool. And there's more to the lifestyle than just the act of doing it. You know, you meet cool people. I mean, I've met a lot of good people, like your two beautiful ladies over here, you know, and a lot of others, you know, both guys and girls. And I do go straight. I don't crisscross. I don't switch. I'm all the way straight. Yes.
Okay.
Anything else I can accommodate you ladies with? Don't ask my age because you won't get it. Let's just say I'm in my 30s.
I was just about to ask that.
See, I'm in my 30s. That's all you get. I'm in my 30s.
How many in your 30s have you had?
Not enough.
That's the question right there.
How many in my 30s have I had?
You mentioned that before we go any further, you mentioned about learning to be a master. A lot of people probably don't really get that.
And a dom, right? I was gonna say the same thing.
Right. I think that is so hot. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that. You want to give us a little bit more about it?
I'll ease you into it. I'll take you through the phases that I've gone through. Basically, a master and a dom is almost on the same page, except for the dom would actually answer to the master. And to make a long story short, the dom practices strictly on dominating his or her partner or his or her subject, as they would call it. A master, he or she can dominate a dom, but as well as be a submissive and as well as be a pupil. So a master is like the jack of all trades, whereas a dom is just one specific hat. He wears one specific hat. It's a thin line, but there is a difference. You know, it's a very thin line. Very thin line.
Okay. Well, as of right now, you're just a dom.
As of now, I am. I am a dom.
Okay. I like that. So we're going to call you Dom Frenchie.
Come on, man.
Ooh, Dom Frenchie. Look at y'all.
Behave.
Well,
we have
I'll go ahead. Yes.
Trinity B.
I'll go next. She calls me Trinity TB, which is short for Trinity Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And I am what you call a unicorn. Basically, I am that single bi female in the lifestyle that caters to couples. I love couples, but I do not discriminate against singles as well, but mainly I enjoy the pleasure of having the male and the female. I can come with strap or without strap, and I'm just going to really get explicit right off the jump in the first 2 minutes. That's how I like to do it, kind of shock you and then bring you in with the rest. You know, I'm a freak by nature, but I love the swinging lifestyle, and it means a lot to me, and I consider myself to be an advocate of the lifestyle. So I've hosted parties for over 10 years. Not only do I sell it, but I am an active client as well. So I'm always pretty active. I met LaCrush on one of the social networks, and we just kind of clicked, and they're going to come along with me for my ride, and I'm going to ride along with them. But I'm pretty active. I just started this venture, which I'm really excited about. And I run my own social swinger site, and just fine to do a reality show on the internet about swinging. So hopefully everything will tie in together, and not to mention a nightclub for the lifestyle in the DFW area. I didn't mention that, did I?
Nope.
Okay. Yes, I am from Dallas, Texas.
Hey,
so I'm your Southern Charm, your Southern Belle, you know, and I don't mind ringing it either. So I look forward to eventually getting up north and kicking it in person with the co-host. And that's about me. Does anybody have any questions? Anything you would like to know?
How long?
Yes, I am 24.
Just a baby.
Right. And if you start adding up, because I've been doing this for 10 years, some of the numbers might not match, but let's not worry about, you know, statistics.
Yeah,
right.
Why are we putting numbers on it? We don't need to put numbers on it.
Why? You know, does it really matter?
No.
Legal?
Yes.
No,
it does matter. It does matter. That's a good question off the bat. I'll give my opinion in a moment why I think it matters. But everybody know me. I'm the Crush Hart, the super fluffy flirt, Brooklyn, New York, Bed-Stuy. I've only been in the lifestyle for a short while, about 4 or 5 years. I do host my own parties. I have a group called Swing a Lot Swingers. I am the creator of Phone Fantasy Radio. Some call me the executive producer behind the show. What else y'all need to know? And I'm single, no children, don't want to be married. What's my who?
I mean, do you play with couples?
Oh,
singles?
As far as I play with whoever. I'm open. I have not experienced a woman. I am bi-curious, but I have not been with a woman at all. I've sucked a nipple, she sucked mine, but I don't feel that full-fledged yet, so... You know.
So you haven't had the delicacies of the lifestyle yet?
Not all of them, no. No. I just play with guys. If you're interesting, you come to me correct, have a little finesse, and, you know, let things flow as they do, then, you know, I'm all for it. We'll get into later our opinions of what swinging is. But as I've become in the lifestyle, as I come in the lifestyle, I've actually enjoyed, and my vision of it developed. As far as I'm concerned, so you know that's what I'm working with now. As far as your age is concerned, I think it does matter, especially because, like you said earlier, you're an advocate of the lifestyle. And I think I'm an advocate as well. So when we're speaking about certain topics and we're speaking about the different parts of the lifestyle, I want people to know, I know for me personally, I want people to know that, you know, no, I'm not 60 years old and no, I'm not 21, but I do have that experience. So my age, I think, is very important when confronting or when talking about the lifestyle.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 31, soon to be 32 in November. So I think
Yay,
you being
November
24,
what?
9th. So you being 24 Yay. And you accomplishing what you've accomplished, you know, I know you're not 24, I'm just saying, you know, if that's what you want to live with,
you know
then you live with that. But I'm just saying.
Speaking of age, you know, I didn't lose my virginity until I was like 20.
Oh, okay.
And then I immediately got into the lifestyle. It was like mm-hmm. a smooth transition.
Mhm.
So, you know, I started really early. So to be the age that I am and have such a comprehension level of what's going on and what I like, because that's really what it's all about. It's not necessarily that your age makes you better. It's really how fast you're willing to explore those boundaries and how comfortable you are with them. And
uh-huh.
if you're mature enough to understand what it is that's happening, you know, it's kind of
okay.
like when you're junior high, and you're like, oh, I'm not sucking dick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then in high school, you'd be like, oh, I wouldn't do it, but you kind of are. And then by college, you're like, girl, please, I suck this dick. And then when you get out of college, you're like,
right.
I want my cum shot, and I want to
right.
swallow it. So
right.
the swinger lifestyle is kind of like the way you eat your food. Your palate starts to mature, and,
right.
you know, your boundaries start to expand a little bit more.
Also, you learn a lot about yourself. When you're in,
oh, yeah,
you're,
definitely.
Like, you're put in so many different situations, and it's like, you know, I'm thinking, like, if you went to a regular party, you wouldn't be put in certain situations. If you, you know, in your regular, normal day, certain stuff wouldn't come up. So you really don't know more. You don't know much about yourself. But you learn more. On that note, I would like to give a station ID. Once again, welcome to Swinger's State of Mind with La Crush, Trinity B, and Frenchie. This is our first show. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. We also have the chat room open. If you are a guest, feel free to make a free account, www.blogtalkradio.com. Register for free in the upper right-hand corner and join us in the chat room. Share your opinions, share your thoughts. If you have questions, you can also do that.
Oh, it looks like we have M on the line. Is this the Kim that I know? This is Trinity.
I don't know. Frenchie?
You know,
yeah.
she might not actually be. I know she just had some surgeries done on her throat, so she's probably going to be joining us more in the chat than on vocal, but she's a very
okay.
good friend of mine.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Very nice, very nice. Well, welcome.
So does that mean
welcome.
I can say what I want to say about her and she can't respond?
You sure can. I've invited her to join us in the chat. You sure can. I don't know how that's going to play because I don't know. You'd be walking around the block and she'd see you. It's all over.
Right,
anyway,
right. I heard what you said about me. Like, who, me? No, that was scripted. I've been knowing her for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just the sweetest pie. I was at the club and she was standing there like Little Red Riding Hood in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the club and I'm like, what is she doing here? She is not fitting into this equation.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the prettiest eyes. She's batting her eyes. I'm like, she does not fit. And
I
started pursuing her at that point.
Ain't
no. Unicorn all shined up and everything. I was ready to go.
Damn, mm-hmm. Unicorn shined up and everything.
I know. So, my coat was all shiny.
Oh, say that then. You must have had a collar.
I was like, ride me.
Whoa, now saddle up.
I'm much better than any horse.
Saddle up.
Okay.
Okay. So, ladies, you know, I like to get the night started. So, there's some things that's been bothering me, and you know, me, I like to listen to what people say and hear what you got to talk about, and you know, it's some things that's been brought to my attention that I want to get your opinion on. So, y'all know this
Well,
different shape.
Okay, before you get started, we only have a few minutes because we do have some things to talk about besides your problems.
I'm
just playing. Go ahead. He was like, what?
You know, after Katrina, we flooded the Texas. You understand? You ain't got a hop, skip, and a scoop right away. You know what I'm talking about?
So
anyway,
can I just say shout out to the 214 for tuning in And I see that we have a lot of callers online from all different area codes. So shout out to them, the 832, the 214s, mm-hmm. the 678s, 347s, 682s, and the 208s, and all the guests that's in the chat room right now. We have like three guests in the chat room. All of us is in the chat room. Trini's in the chat room. I'm in the chat room. Frenchie's in the chat room. So, you know, make a free account and join us in the chat room. You can continue the conversation there.
Yes.
Or you can give us a call, 805-830-8320. If you want to speak, you have to press 1 once you call in. You're going to hear the prompt. We can't let you on unless we won't know that you want to speak to us unless you press 1. 832, we see you. So go ahead, Frenchie.
Yes, I was just about to say that. There's a lot of folks chiming in. Once again, I was going to let them know that, you know, if you want to come in, I'll check back like with like with our friend Kim from Texas. She wanted to kind of chill for a second and kind of check it out, and I said I'll check back with them. But I want to let everybody know I want to check in, see how you're doing. If you're ready to chime in, we'll chime in and get you on and get it on and crack it. But this brings me back to my my topic at hand. You know, and I kind of want to open the floor and see what you ladies think about this. So, this book, Different Shades of Grey, has come out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I read that they expect a big baby boom in the next 7 to 9 months because of this book. Now, this book has been out for 4 months. Now, I just so happened to read, you know, a chapter of it, and it's interesting. And the lot of stuff that they talked about was stuff that was like, and you know, and I want to make this clear. I'm not a racial guy. You know, I'm Creole to be exact. I'm not a racial guy. So I say this, and I say this with open arms. The white people, they are, I look at like the Brady home house. They are very curious about how the lifestyle works. Thus forth, this young lady wrote a book. Put it out there, how her inner thoughts, her inner freakness comes out, right? And she put it in the book. Now, everybody's googly goo goo gaga over this, right? But everyone in the U.S. or in this world has this inner freak in them, whether it's guy or girl. My question to you is, when did you discover your inner freak? When I say freak, not freak meaning wearing spikes out to your head, but I mean a freak as opposed to having sex in a public place, being watched, doing things to your partner that is not normal outside of missionary. I want to know, when did it get started for you? When did it click for you, like, yo, I really like a change in my sex life. I like to do it different. I don't want to do missionary. I don't want to do doggy. I want to do it hanging from a ceiling. I want to do it on the roof. I want to do it driving 70 miles an hour on a highway. Mm-hmm. When did it click for you? And when it clicked for you, what did you do to embrace it or educate yourself about it? Am I going too deep here? I feel like I'm in church.
No,
can I get an
no,
amen
no.
somewhere?
Amen.
Okay.
Well, I can amen. Give you a well. Well.
Well.
Trinity, you want that one first? Or?
Well, sure. I'll go with that. Basically, when am I in a freak show? I think that your sexual identity starts at a very starts at adolescence, and it's influenced by your experiences. So I'm going to get technical, and then I'm going to get pleasurable on this answer. Is that okay?
Ooh.
Go for it.
Okay. Now, technically, you know, when there's bad things that happens to a person in their life, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, things that kind of restrict you or make you, you know, sheltered in, things that damage you and scar you for life, by the time you reach adolescence, you carry all those experiences with you. And then you might take on some more negative, or it might turn into a more twisted or more taboo situation. Like, it's proven that most kids that were molested, they usually grow up to be, like, sexual perverts, basically, because their boundaries are just completely thrown. They have no core value, no anchor. Now, on a more pleasurable side, people like me, who had a regular childhood, I just got a hold to my daddy's sock drawer and caught the porn tapes, and I remember watching Taboo before I even reached puberty, and I'm looking at it like, what is this? You know, what's going on with this? But by the time I reached adolescence, I went back and looked at those tapes again. And then the masturbating started. And so I had a healthy child life, and the inner freak in me started showing as soon as I reached puberty. I identified it. I knew what was going on. I was masturbating with cucumbers, carrots, anything that gave me the sensation that I needed. So I was lucky to have parents that supported me. So I was able to discover, my inner freak with comfort. I didn't have to hide it. I didn't have to try to figure it out. I had a very supporting family, so I was able to go ahead and explore those boundaries comfortably. So I started knowing I was a freak when I was 12, 13.
That's about right, because females mature a lot quicker than males. That's about right. I mean, I lost my virginity at 13, so I can dig that. I can dig that. Interesting.
All those things kind of contribute when a person discovers an inner freak, even if they know they've contributed. You know, they're at that part. Sometimes children don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if their parents are telling them, no, no, no. So I don't know if everybody can answer that question the same, but I know for me, I was very aware when my inner freak came out, and I could not, I was hunching couch arms, pillowcases. There was not a safe corner in my house. I was on it. What about you, LaCrush?
Oh, wow. So I have a little bit more difficult childhood than you did, from what you're saying, Trinity. But I can say this, and I'll just go as far as back as this. I had my first threesome when I was in high school, about around the age of 17, about to turn 18. I was a senior in high school. And what happened was, actually I was 18, yeah. I was in my last year of high school, and I had found this boy who was a little bit older than me, not too much. He was a little bit older than me. And I cut class. I cut school. It was the last day, you know. You get out a little early, so I ran over to his house. And that day was so much fun. It was fun. It was painful all at the same time, because I was giving head for the first time. I got shot in the eye with some water cum. Like,
oh wow! The first time.
The first time. I was using my teeth. He warned me. I was using my teeth, and I got hit in the eye. You know, the eye was red. I got locked outside, butt ass naked. So it was. But at the same time, I had fun. I was able to be free, not worry about somebody running in on me or shutting me down, or, you know, he didn't care about my size and things of that nature. So it was, you know, it was good money. So so that's when I realized that, you know, I like this. I like having that social aspect and just being comfortable in my own skin. I tell everybody this, you have to grow. I had to grow into my bigness, so to speak. As the years went by, I got a little larger, and the next thing you know, I was like 400 pounds, and I went to my first BBW party in like 2007. And when I went to this BBW party, I was so intrigued and so amazed to see women big as me or bigger than me or shapely, and they walking around in these stilettos and their push-up bras, and they're just looking like divas. And I'm like, wow, you know, like, times have definitely changed from somebody yelling at you, you need to dress this way, or you need to do this, or you need to do that, you need to carry yourself this way. And I was like 4 o'clock in the morning in the cab calling my homegirl, like, girl, I just went to this club, and, you know, these big girls was doing it, and da-da-da-da. She's like, you know it's 4 o'clock in the morning, right? But anyway. In the midst of that party, I came across a young man who threw underground big girl strip parties.
Come on.
That intrigued the shit out of me.
Strip, I need parties. That information. I could be a star.
Big girls, right. Big girls strip Sorry. Parties. Like, you crazy. Whatever. The next month, October, I went to his party for the first time. I remember the fucking date. I took myself and two of my homegirls. Now, my homegirls are like 5'10" and better, 6'2" with their heels on. So basically, you see titty, titty, forehead, titty, titty. Okay, that's how we walked up to the party. We got to the party. I'm talking about big girls, everything hanging out, dropping like it's hot, everything wobbling, the booty, the thighs, the belly, the stomach, and the guys throwing and tipping. Okay, so I'm like, wow, I'm amazed, wow. You know, the drinks are flowing, everybody's having a good time. After that, I was on board. I was done. I became the bartender at his parties. Became the bartender. And he threw a swing party, and this was my first swing party. Like, I knew I liked it. I wanted to do this lifestyle. I was curious. I can't lie. And since then, but my expectations at this point was I want to go and I want to experience penis. That was my goal. I want to go and I want to experience penis, all shapes, all sizes, all lengths, all widths, all positions. That was my goal. And when I got to this party, I did not do that. When I got to this party, I got shy. To an extent, you know, everybody know when, you know, if you see me in the crowd, I'm the quiet one. But, you know, if you talk to me, you know, I run my mouth. And
that
first party I did, I walked in. There were porn stars making a video in the bedroom. No lie, they were porn stars, big girl porn stars, amateur porn stars making a XXX video in the bedroom. You know, everything was all right. Nothing was really popping. I went in there and I started popping. I was like, listen, do your nuts stink? The guy was like, what? That's the first thing I asked him. Do your nuts stink? He said, no. So come here, let me see. And I started giving head. And that's how the party started jumping. About 2:00, a young lady rolled in with a suitcase. And literally, I was sitting in a chair, an armchair. And I sat there for 2.5 hours, and I watched her take down the party. And I was so excited. Like, she had sex with every dude in there. They had her on the floor. They had her on a couch. They had her on a coffee table. She done hit her head. But I got so excited, and I was having so much fun, and the smell, everything about it. It was like watching porn live.
So basically, like, a party did it for you.
The actual party did it for me. That happened in April, and in July, I did my first party. July 4th, 2008. The party is what threw me off the cliff, pretty much.
Okay. But,
no.
See, I was coming on by myself.
Right, the party is what threw me off the cliff. Like, I knew I wanted to do this, but I didn't know nothing about it. I had nobody I could confide in and tell them that, you know, I was feeling these type of feelings.
I
just got a text message, and they said, really, was she smelling the ball?
Yes. Yes, I was. Oh, my goodness. Look at the lines. The lines are popping right now.
The lines are popping. That's what I was going to say.
They
want to
chime
in.
They want to chime in. Go ahead.
They want to chime in. Go ahead and set up their account, the chat account. Chat at me, because there's a lot of y'all coming in right now, and, you know, it's crazy. And it's going crazy over there. So get in the chat room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Drop me a line, and we'll bring you in.
All right. So we do have a caller, Trinity. We got a 5048. We got D-Fox.
D-Fox.
Yay.
D-Fox.
What's going on, D-Fox? You're on air. So let us know where you're calling from, and welcome to Swinger State of Mind.
Hey. Oh, well, I'm recently located to Austin, Texas, so I was up in Dallas.
Hey there,
AD. Hey, what's going on? I was just calling, just you know.
Big D, got some more testosterone in him. Right on, brother. Yeah.
To see what's going on.
Daddy.
Shoot, basically how I think I got started, actually by accident. I always knew I was pretty much a voyeur at heart. But it probably started with me, oddly enough, in a relationship back in late high school, early college. Actually,
You said you kind of fell into it. Are you one of those people that I've always wanted to meet to say, you know, they was walking along the street and all of a sudden they seen a piece of puss laying on the ground and boom, slid right in it? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, it was always there. It's kind of, I kind of put it towards like the, you ever seen like, you see a young kid and you be like, man, you're 6'9". You ain't never played basketball? No. And then he plays and he's an all-star. And he's like, just happened,
D,
just happened that way.
You're an all-star.
I would call myself an all-star, yeah. A very, very open all-star. Because, you know, I'm very unique, I like to call myself. So
I heard that.
But
Trinity is an all-star.
My quick story how I kind of fell into it was happened to be dating a girl, you know, and in high school. So in high school, puppy love, you think you're in love, things flow. Well, she had cheated. Well, she felt bad about it and decided to tell me about it. Well, in telling me about it, I was trying to be mad, but I was like, oddly enough, I'm turned on about the fact. So tell me some more about the situation. So she was like, you want to know details? Yeah, tell me the details.
Wow.
So that's kind of how I kind of fell into it, and I took it from, you know, like you come across most black men, and they'd be like, well, bring me two women. Me, I'm like, I like to be more the person who's watching. I'm like, if I'm dating somebody, you can fuck guy, girl. I mean, you're not going to hurt my feelings because I really like to see the person I'm dealing with, see her really turned on. The more she's turned on and the more she's getting pleasure out of the sexual act, the more turned on I'm going to get.
Wow.
So let's see. I got into a whole swinging, just checking websites here and there because the girl I was dating was like, okay, let me get this straight. I can have other dick and you're not going to be upset. I was like, absolutely not. You want me to help you find it?
She was like,
Yeah, let's see. I mean, I think she was going to call my bluff, and, you know, I'm like, I don't bluff. Then she was like, this shit is pretty damn good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I started going to parties when I lived in Chicago. Then started really getting really into a lot of the different parties with a lot of older white folks in Florida. And for people who's done swinging with different age groups and different races, it's totally different when you're dealing with a more Caucasian crowd than a more African-American crowd.
Yes.
You go to a Caucasian party, they fucking, as soon as you open up the door, you're like, whoa, okay, I just wasn't expecting everybody.
Yeah, they ready.
Fucking.
You're right.
Right now. Like you can cross over people. They're like, it's cool. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know. I mean,
I remember when
come
I first
get you.
I remember when I first met D, I thought he was playing. He was like, I'm looking for something for my partner. I was like, what? You don't use your male to, you know, speak up and really. I was like, he's an advocate for his partner. I was like, that is so hot. That is so hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
like
D, are you an older gentleman? Like, what age range are you in?
I'm 38.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So.
Okay.
I mean,
well, we have.
For,
yes.
I like to hear a lady's side on this. We got a male side. We got any ladies out there that's willing to tell their side of how they got into it. D, I appreciate you, big dog. That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate
I like that. You came in at a young age. You're doing big things. And my co-host over there, she she coined you, say that you're representable. So when I throw a party, I'm going to be looking for you to trip on into some stuff up here.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right.
Thank you
for joining
us,
and
I appreciate it. Hold on there, and you can still listen by phone. If you want to come back on, just press 1, it'll let you back on.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like we have, let's see.
Mika. We have Mika from
Lexi
Dallas.
Lexi LaRue from Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, I heard it was Mika. She told me Mika.
Yeah, it's Mika or Lexi LaRue, and she has a serious asset.
I love it.
She cheated on me, but okay.
Okay. Mika, Lexi, are you there, sweetie?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I love it. Right, you know, okay, I got to ask a question. When you're having sex, does that accent get deep?
Well, actually, you have to find that out for yourself.
Hot damn, I love her already. Okay, so you're on the mic with the lovely Trinity and Ms. LaCrush. What's that?
Hello, lovely Trinity. Hello, LaCrush.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're talking about what helped you discover your inner freak. When did you discover, oh, my God, there's something going on here, and I think I'm exploring this whole freaky swinger thing, and what was it that you realized that you were pretty much in depth with the whole swinging freaky side of your life?
Well, I would have to say that I was born this way. It's not really – I can't pinpoint a particular moment in my life where I could just say, well, you know, this is the moment that I realized I'm this. It was just – it's a natural thing for me.
Oh.
Ever since I was a little girl, you know, I always get in trouble for touching between my legs and things like that.
Now, what age?
You make me want to touch myself. I'm sorry.
Y'all are so freaky.
Go ahead,
y'all
boo-boo.
Are so
go
freaky.
Ahead,
good grief.
Skype it.
You're
Skype
a naturalist.
It.
Okay. I don't know if we can do this, but you want to give like a verbal description of yourself?
Oh, man, she had to go there.
Oh, boy.
I
can't take y'all nowhere.
And you know what's so funny, Trinity? We're on the same page because I'm thinking the same thing from the moment I heard that lovely voice. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Sure, I'll give you a description. Well, I'm of African descent.
Mm.
I'm a caramel color.
Mm.
Well, I'll say more of the color of honey.
Mm.
And I have reddish, dark brown hair that hangs down to my shoulders. I have very thick legs, a very ample bottom, and very ample vest.
Mm. I have to say, when I met her, I was like, you were telling the truth. And the accent is all night, you know, just desirable. One of those characters that I call it a character, even though she's a human, you know. She's one of those characters that when she comes out to a party, it's kind of like, who is that? And she'll just kind of like smile and look at you, and it's like, she's looking at me. If you haven't discovered your inner freak, she would make you want to be a freak. Like, I want to be a freak so I can get with you.
Well, actually, lips, oh my gosh, those lips just, how could you not look at you?
Okay, we making a love connection here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I want to see.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with you. Are we making a love connection here? So, okay, so how old were you when you first discovered that? Hey, you know what? I'm not really into normal sex. I want to go above and beyond. I don't want to do missionary. I don't want to just do doggy. I like to be seen in public. I like to be in different places. When did it hit you? When did you like, wow, boom?
Actually happened when I was 11. I was about maybe 2 or 3 years old. I mean, like I said, I'm not really a... Whenever my consciousness reached me was when I discovered my inner freak.
So you were having sex at... what age?
Well, what do you consider sex?
Mm.
In the tradition? Or what is sex to you?
Oh.
B to
look,
or.
All of the above. First, when did you stop masturbating?
What's the first act?
So masturbating immediately.
My girl say 2-3.
Mom couldn't keep my hands out of my go. Yes.
I can just imagine a little girl walking around holding her cuckoo like, Mom!
For all you mothers out there, pay attention to your daughters. Okay?
Right.
Pay attention to your daughters.
That would be the edge of the bed. Anything I can do to get off, I would do.
Okay, so your first sexual act, meaning oral or penetration, was at what age?
3.
Wait, what?
3.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's actually proven that, you know, I actually had a topic about masturbating not too long ago, and as kids, you start touching yourself at a really early age, and there is a stimulation there, but you don't really recognize it and identify with sexuality until you reach adolescence. But even for me, like even before I reached puberty, when I would touch myself, it felt good. And we're not talking, you know, anything that's illegal or people messing with kids, but as internally and self-touching, it starts at a very young age. I mean, even as babies, there is some type of stimulation there when they touch their genital areas and stuff. You know, at those ages, you don't really talk about it like, oh, I wanted to have sex, but it's pleasurable to that person. So
right.
The sexuality starts at a very young age.
Adolescence
happens to come when you cross over to being a man or a woman.
Okay. So now, let me, Mika, or what is it? How would you like to be called? I want to make sure I'm pretty.
I would like to be called Lexi LaRue.
Lexi LaRue. Let me, I'm back. So, just, you know, I'm kind of curious here, because I'm a guy, and I'm like guy shit. So, you started. When did you really get into the lifestyle? Like, when did you really say, okay, this is what I want to do, this is for me? You discovered yourself early at 2-3, but now you got into the lifestyle. When did that click? When you went to the party like the crush did and be like, yo, this is the shit? Or did you just born into it and say, hey, you know what, I want to do something different? When did it hit you that the lifestyle is for you? And what do you consider the lifestyle? What do you see the lifestyle as?
Those are very good questions. Well, when I discovered that I was born to be in the lifestyle, it really wasn't a discovery, it was a connection.
Mm-hmm.
I came into an environment that I felt comfortable in, and I continued on into it, and I love it. And it's been about, I would say, about 3 years.
Okay.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's actually part of the next topic we're going to be talking about, and we have a lot of callers that want to get on here and tell all of us about when did they discover the inner freak. So I think we need to – we definitely want to table you because I think we just like hearing the way you speak. Whatever it is you want to talk about. You can still
get
on.
Both turned on by
But we're going to get to the next callers. We want to try to get through all these inner discoveries of when you became a freak. And I think we need to definitely get on that. So who is up next?
We have from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, friend, Miss Lady C, a.k.a. Sugar. She's been called in on us. Hey, Lady C.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Welcome to A Swinging State of Mind, Lady C.
Oh,
Lady
thank
C,
you.
So, Lady C, we're talking about when did you discover your inner freak, and would you like to share your story with us?
I never thought of myself as an inner freak. I never thought of it that way. I started masturbating early, and I enjoyed the pleasure and stuff, but I never thought of myself like that until I got married early, so I didn't know about all the other stuff. My marriage sex life was like soaring. Then we separated and I started finding out all these other things that I could do even as a big girl. So I guess I could say I was like 48. when I realized that I didn't have to just do the missionary and enjoy it. I could enjoy more than just missionary position and the simple doggy style.
Mm-hmm. That's actually not uncommon that you find women that they've been married, because we're raised to get married and settle down, and then when you go through that divorce and you realize, you know what? There's so much more out there, so that's really not unusual.
But, you know, it's the guy that brings the inner freak out the woman. Different shades of gray. Shades of gray. Come on,
no,
now. Shades of gray.
Not
really?
Necessarily.
Shades of gray.
Don't get shot.
I think it's stroking
your ego right there.
Don't get shot. Like, to that right there, you get a
since he said that, you know, I just kind of want to, you know, talk about something right quick, and then we'll get right next into the next call and telling us your stories of how you discovered your inner freak. And we say inner freak, and yet we're talking about the lifestyle, which can be viewed as two different things, because
that's
I consider myself a freak inside the swinger lifestyle. And if you notice, I just said the swinger lifestyle, because the definition of swinger has changed. And
evolved.
It started out in the past, you know, it was swingers was considered wife swapping, which, you know, you just kind of got into that, Frenchie. You know, swingers was considered wife swapping, where the male would take their wives and they would allow them to play with other people. And then it moved from that into now we're at the point to where singles are enjoying the swinger lifestyle.
Right.
So when we talk about the lifestyle, we say freak on this call. You know, I think right now, since this is the first call, I think we should change it, not necessarily say freak, but when did you discover your inner sexuality, which all kind of accumulates to the swinging lifestyle, because swinging is basically people that are trendy, up-to-date, and like to engage in sex freely. So we'll just go ahead and clarify that first. So I'm sure we have a lot of people on the call that's ready to tell us these inner stories, and we want to know at which point did you realize that you were experiencing the swinger lifestyle?
Before we go there, I want to remind everybody and welcome everybody to the first edition of Swinger's State of Mind. Our call-in number, 805-830-8320. That number again is 805-830-8320. Press the number 1. We'll let you on. Right now we have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Represent the dirty.
Right. So, Lady C, you're on here, and we asked you, so would you say 48 was also the age where you discovered your sexuality?
I had discovered it, but at 48 is when I realized that it went far beyond what I thought it could. I could do more.
It took to the next level. Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I was able to do things freely. I didn't hold back. I was able to understand it's okay to say that you like doing that and finding someone that would participate with you. Although they were younger men, but
amen. Amen. Right on. So ladies,
okay.
T, let me ask you. As a man.
Yeah.
When you first started out in this lifestyle, what was some of the biggest
questions? She's not in the lifestyle.
I'm really not in the lifestyle.
She's not in the lifestyle. We have not been polite to ask people if they're in the lifestyle or not. So we have to remember to everybody that calls here will not be in the lifestyle. Politely, Lady C, are you an active participant of the swingers lifestyle?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Would you consider it?
Yeah, I would consider it.
What?
That's what I was getting ready to say. That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. I say in the lifestyle, meaning that you may not be actively participating, but you're at the voyeurism state of point of it. You're looking, you're checking it out, you're curious. You're not actively in it doing stuff, but you're curious enough about it to be checking out and you're open to it, right?
Well, let's try to keep this black and white as possible. No rare.
I mean, well, what's really black and white about it? You know, my theory of this, and since this is the first call, we might as well go ahead and kind of
meaning if they're in it or not. When I say black and white, let's ask them if they're actively participating in the lifestyle, and you know, more than just being curious about it. You know, because right there, that's just it's just being confusing, especially on this type of forum. So we'll ask them.
So in order to participate in the lifestyle, you have to do what?
You have to, you know, be in it. You know, if you attend parties, if you are talking to your partner about it, you know, like you're actively researching about it. You know, even if you have not participated as far as a party, but maybe you've done something privately. You know,
and ask
if you consider yourself as a see. Can we get something clear right now? I don't do the over talk. I don't do that. I'm quick to mute. So, you know, I'm on this board as well. On that note, Lady C.
Yes.
Lady C, thank you for calling in. Thank you for showing love. I really do appreciate you. And I'll definitely see you tomorrow, woman. Got some stuff
for real.
To get all up in your business. Yeah, I want to see you tomorrow night. Got to get all up in your business. for all those that don't know, Phone Fantasy Radio is on air 4 times. Including this show a week, Monday to Thursday. And tomorrow we're on air with myself and Black Reporter for Crush Grooves at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now we're going to put Lady C back on hold, and I see we got some other callers with their hand. Oh, we had other callers with their hand up. Okay. I think we have D. Fox back on from the 940. D, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I just had to give support to, you know, my brother right there on some things that he was saying when he was, I believe he made a comment talking about the men bring out the freak in a lot of women. I don't, well, I agree and disagree with his statement.
Get the
However,
womp womp.
I did not get a chance to finish that.
Get the womp womp. Go ahead.
Go ahead and finish it, brother, so I can make sure I'm commenting right.
I didn't get a chance to finish it, but go ahead. Hey, I'll take the hit though. Go ahead.
I was saying I agree that a brother can if he is supportive and is willing to not be judgmental and not kind of just hold a woman back. I mean, women are far more sexual than what we give them credit for. But I find out a lot of women tend to hold stuff back because most men can't actually take it. We can't take knowing, man, my sweet lady likes to be rough handled or be in a gangbang or whatever. Sometimes our ego can't handle that. So
right.
I agree that we may bring them into the lifestyle, but it is definitely the women who will keep you in it. So I agree with you to a certain point.
Interesting point.
That was my comment on that, and definitely love to hear, I believe her name was Lady LaRue. Love the accent.
Ain't that beautiful? That was just a
I got totally my turn ons are like I can close my eyes or listen. That just makes everything just better. Plus,
this is delicious.
I love dirty talk, so I'm a little filthy. So,
well, I'm probably gonna be in a call later on saying what party she gonna be at.
Yeah, you know, pretty much, because I'll dance. Okay. I'm gonna be calling your way soon. So. Allow me to answer your question then, my man. As I was saying, the man brings out, he brings out most of the freak in a female. And when I say this, because a lot of females are hesitant to voice their opinion to their guy. okay? Because, first of all, the guy doesn't know how to take him. And I speak from experience. And I'm not to, this is not, feel free to disagree. But when a guy doesn't know how to talk to a lady to bring that out of them, the lady's going to hold that back. But if he knows how to talk to her, she will open up to him. Hey, baby, I like to be smacked. Baby, I like to be chained up. Baby, I like to be choked. That man has brought that out of him. Now, I don't mean that he would be the one to, like, you know, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. He knew how to talk to her and get her that much more comfortable. And you could be with this woman for 12, 13 years, but y'all have no communication, and you don't know what makes your woman tick until you find the right combination of words, the right attitude, and say, hey, baby, look, I want you to be, you know, I want you to experience orgasms beyond your imaginable mind. What can I do to make that happen for you? And at that time, 15 years into your marriage or relationship, she'd be like, well, hey, this is what I want, blah, blah, blah. That, in the essence, has brought the freak out of her. Now, in reverse role, there are some women who can, there are some women who reverse it, who know how to be the dominant one and know how to make, stimulate their man to bring that out of them. You see what I'm saying? So it kind of goes both ways, but in essence, if the man knows how to talk to a woman, she will let him know, bam, this is what I like. And I say this because I went down that road. I used to be a shy cat. I would never talk to a woman. And then finally, I got bold one day, and I grew some balls. I'm like, yo, I want to do blah, blah, blah. And she's like, really? I've always wanted to do that. Let's do it. Next thing you know, it's a new world.
Yeah,
you understand?
I can agree with
but
that.
But I think honestly, I think that's a great topic. But I don't know about you guys, but I really want to get into some more when did you discover your inner freak. And we can discuss who brought who into it a little bit later. And even though I do appreciate dialogue. But do we have anybody else that do want to share when they discover the inner freak? But we're going to come back to this whole
Don't let me digress.
Y'all got to digress.
The lines are blowing up again.
That is just what you just said was straight BS. Bottom line. Anyway, we got a member of Team Fantasy, my co-host for the Adults on the Crush Crews, Mr. Black Reporter.
I'm
from Iberia, Louisiana. Welcome, Black
Reporter. Hi, how are you?
Good
and before
evening,
we even get started, Mr. Black, we're talking about when did you discover your inner freak?
Uh-huh.
And basically, this show is about, you know, the swinger state of mind. So before we even get started, do you consider yourself a swinger? Do you really understand what the swinger lifestyle is all about before we even get into the question?
No, actually, I'm learning.
Okay. All right. So now that we know that you're learning what the lifestyle is all about, do you care to share with us the first time you discovered you're in a freak?
Well, I've always been extremely sensual. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I was a kid. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Now sensual.
Repeat. What type of sensual you said?
I said you sound very sensual.
Mm-mm.
Oh, thank you.
Really? Really? I mean, really?
Go ahead,
Black Reporter. You know I'm messing with you. Black Reporter, know I'm messing with him. I mess with Black Reporter like that. But go ahead, Black Reporter. You were sexual from a young age, right?
Yeah. And I think part of that was the fact that I went to an all-boys Catholic school, and I really didn't turn my freak on until I got into college.
Oh.
And let's just say it blew up.
Ooh.
Big time.
It blew up like how? What did you do? What was the first experience you had that, like, you knew your sexuality was, like, over the meter? What was the first experience you had?
Having more than one girl a week to my dorm room.
You slipping on your pimp on a week?
Other
day, player.
Not at one time, but one girl, different days of the week.
Yeah. And mind you, we're talking about the 70s here.
Oh. So what that mean?
What that mean?
Girls, when weed and wildflowers was out. Come on, man.
For us young cats.
Thank you.
We got a lot of youngins on here. You got to let us know.
Oh, my. Girl, you don't know
what
green tea smoking green and everybody is free for all? Come on, now.
Relax, sir. We got it. Go ahead, Black Reporter. Sticking up for you. I didn't even attack you. You know what? Now I'm going to mute you. I'm going to move on. I'm going to bring John on. I don't want to talk to you no more.
You see how she treats me?
You always I treat you like a victim. I'm asking you a legitimate question. I think it's a valid question. Regardless of what this guy over here is doing, you know, I think it's a valid question. You make it seem like I'm treating you. Now, you know, it could have been worse. You know,
okay, now listen to you guys. I forgot where he was going with this. I'm sorry. So I'm the freaky person over in the corner over here. So when did you discover your inner freak?
In college.
And what happened? At what pivotal point did something happen? You were like, oh my God, I am off the chain. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I didn't come out and say it, to be honest with you.
I think it was when I discovered
that I enjoyed sex and more than one person wanted me. But we're talking in the late 70s here, and we're talking, I'm discovering all this new stuff and everything like that, so.
Okay. All right, to your fantasies in the building. Black Reporter's on point. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Press that number one. We'll let you on air. 609, I see you. We'll be coming to you in just a second. Black Reporter.
Yeah.
What are we doing tomorrow?
I have no idea. I would ask you the same question.
Oh, okay. it's just crush grooves. We'll get to that later. we got 609 waiting. I see 214 on here. I see 770 on here. I want to give a shout-out to the last first lieutenant. Not the last, but the first lieutenant of Phone Fantasy Radio's Team Fantasy, Brick, who I see in the chat room. Hi, Brick. She's in there. We have Pinterest Kim. She's pimping all over the world in the room, in the chat room as well. And I see a few guests in there. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Actually, I was one of those guests for a minute.
Oh, okay. Well,
I do want to announce that this is Trinity Blake. In the chat room, it seems that I'm getting an error.
Oh, you're not typing that?
I'm typing, but I see a character.
It's freezing up.
Oh, it is? Try refreshing.
Yeah.
Press F. Yeah, try refreshing your page or press F5. Maybe
yeah, I did F5. So I just want to let everybody know that I'm kind of fading over here.
Okay.
And I think this is pretty interesting. And like I said, like we're talking about tonight, go ahead, LaPrecious. I'll let you finish first.
Oh, no. I was just getting everybody to know that they're listening to Swinger State of Mind. We're here every Wednesday from 8 to 12. And now we're at the second hour. We're 8 minutes into our second hour. So far, so good. Thanks to everybody that's called in and showed their support. Mika, Lady C, Black Reporter. We really do appreciate all the love that I see that's popping up on our stream and everywhere. Also, tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, post our link on your page. Like us on Facebook. Just look up Swinger State of Mind radio show on Facebook. We have a little fan page. Like us. Spread the word. You know, we want this to be a very successful show, and we hope that you are learning something or you're taking something away from this show. So that's all I really want to say.
Right, and tonight is basically our intro call. This is Trinity, and we're just kind of starting to call out with, when did you discover your inner freak? This is Swinger State of Mind. We are aware that everybody on the call might not consider themselves to be a swinger, and we're completely okay with that. But we do want to know, when did you discover the inner sexuality about yourself? So do we have somebody that's coming up next that's going to be on the call that wants to share their story?
Yeah, we do, actually. We got the 609. State your name and where you're calling from, ma'am or sir.
All the way in San Diego.
My name is Still Bunny, and I'm calling from Jersey.
Hey, Jersey.
Is that OJ representing?
Yes, that is.
Hey.
Jersey in the building. Oh, shucks.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Swing and State of Mind. I hope you've been enjoying the program so far.
So far, so good. Can't complain for your first time. So.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. As you heard, we're talking about...
Hello?
Yeah. As you heard, I thought somebody else was going to take the ropes, okay? As you heard, we're talking about your inner freak, and we're asking everyone to basically tell us when did they find out about their inner freak.
But wait, first, are you in the lifestyle?
Absolutely.
Is that what we say, Trinity?
Yes, I am. I've been in the lifestyle for 3 years now.
Nice.
Actively.
Nice.
Actively, right?
Actively, sir.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
we'll
I'm very active. I play, I host, I love vanillas. I bring vanillas in to show them what the lifestyle is about. You know, I
want to tell them what a vanilla is.
Now
they might not know what a vanilla is.
Exactly. For those of us who don't know what vanilla is, can you please explain to us what a vanilla is?
It's a person who is not in the lifestyle and or is not educated on the lifestyle, who's not actively in the lifestyle. That's a vanilla.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so to answer your question, I found, I guess, my inner sexuality, believe it or not, when I was probably 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And how I found this out, I still can't remember to this day how I knew that it felt good, but I was taking a bath and decided to underneath the water fountain, under the water, and I had my first orgasm.
Okay.
At the age of 5.
Wow.
And, yeah. I don't know where I got it from, but hey, it happened, and I loved it ever since. I got married at a young age, so and I was married for 15 years. So it was basically just him and I, and we split up 3 years ago, and since then, that's when I went to the hospital.
Okay. So you discovered your inner freak basically at a very early age, and you've been able to grow from that. Okay, I like that. I like that.
I guess, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, please.
No, I was going to say, I started at an early age, and then I guess when I became an adult, quote-unquote an adult, it was kind of hidden because I was married, you know, and we really didn't do much. I mean, the beginning of our marriage, yes, it was great, and then it kind of died down. So, but like I said, it's been 3 years, since we've been divorced, and that's when I got into the lifestyle. I actually met a gentleman, and he... Actually, the thing, he was having a party. I went to his party to co-host with him, and I've been in it ever since.
How old are you now?
Oh.
I'm 34 years old.
Okay. Wow, we are close to the same age. I'm not going to say exactly what age, but you are one of those rare few people that, you know, you seem like you're very comfortable with, you know, when you explore it, because a lot of people aren't, and I think that's really attractive. And I'm sure we're going to have a lot of more questions for you. And I'm glad you brought up the topic vanilla. So we're going to try to get to everybody and when they discover their inner free. And I'm going to have some more questions for you later. So please take my name down. I want to know
more.
Are we
making another love connection here?
No, it's not a love connection. I'm just very interested. But I want to make sure we get to everybody tonight and really get to hear them speak about their inner freak and when they discovered it. And we want to start off when you get on the call. Press 1 and they'll let you come in. But tell us at first if you consider yourself to be a swinger or if you're just exploring it. And then tell us when you discovered your inner freak. So who is next up on the call, LaPress?
Somebody's background is so loud. If you have a background, please mute your phone. We have the 614. Hi, John.
You got a great show tonight.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
John is from Columbus, Ohio. John is a regular to Phone Fantasy Radio, so that's how I know his number.
Kind of weird, but I like threesomes. And Luffy, that my girlfriend's younger than her sister, but she's asked, did I want to have some fun with her sister? I said, hell yeah, why not? It's like, it's better because there's more to go around than the powerful figured. I mean, it's
amen.
Funny, but I don't like
it.
You know, there's nothing to make out with a skinny woman. There's nothing.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
So are you saying you're in a race with your wife and her sister? Is that what you're saying?
No. One's she's my girlfriend and the other one's her sister, but she asked me. It kind of threw me for a loop. I'm going, yeah, why not? And she says, that's cool. And I'm thinking, shit, you know, more to marry her.
So it took somebody else to ask you to do something that you would consider freaky to
discover
how freaky you are.
I didn't want to, you know, because sometimes you can ask the wrong question and it can kind of get taken the wrong way. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, you know, see how it goes. Yeah, it's cool. But, I mean, there's more fun than numbers. I mean.
Amen. I like
that. I think we all agree with that. Okay, so we have this gentleman. And what is your name again?
John from Columbus.
So John discovered his inner freak by somebody, his partner asking him to play with her sister, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's extremely interesting. LaCrush or Frankie, do you guys have any questions for him about this discovery?
We already know about John.
Yeah. Now, how long ago did you discover your inner freak?
How old were you when this happened?
I used to experiment when I was a kid, but nobody, I guess they considered it wasn't cool back then, but I'd say when I was like 48.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not trying to help you, Black Reporter, trust me.
I think that's a very good age. You definitely are aware what you're getting, and I think that's pretty hot. Okay, that was nice. I wish my sister would ask me, well, my partner, say they want to bring their sister, not my sister.
Hey, Crush, you got a sister?
Can I get twins?
Down, John.
Okay, well, we want to thank Dennis, Corey,
John. But really hit us
John,
up.
I like you, my man. You all right in my book. I like you.
So who do we have up next that's going to tell us something better than what John just told us?
Thanks, John, for calling in. We love you for supporting Full Fantasy Radio and Swing
Always.
A State of Mind. Thanks to Dee and Mika and Snow Bunny and Jason just hopped into the room. Culture Taboo just hopped into the room. Kim is in the room. My first lieutenant, Brick, is in there. I see you. We got a couple of guests in the room. Everybody's in the chat room. Awesome. We really do appreciate y'all showing y'all support tonight. We have nobody online right now that has their hand up that want to speak on it. But I'm going to throw the ball to you, Trinity, because I know you have some things that you wanted, some points you wanted to touch on. So I'm throwing the ball to you.
Okay, well, we're talking about, you know, when did you discover your inner freak? And I'm pretty much going with the flow and as a host, you know, being an advocate of the swinger lifestyle, which as you guys and ladies get to know me, you will always hear me refer to as the swinger lifestyle. And mainly because the term swinger is considered derogatory a lot of times these days. So when you say the word swinger, it's like, oh, no, I'm not a swinger. I'm a freak, but I'm not a swinger. So I connect the two. And basically with those two, it's like the swinger lifestyle is basically you exploring your sexual boundaries. So in my mind, technically, everybody is a swinger in their own right unless they're abstinent. It's just a matter of what boundaries you reach if you're actually practicing with other people or if you're going to parties or if you get into some of the fetishes. And that's how I view it. I mean, as my co-host, how do you guys feel about that?
Go ahead. Crush?
Okay. All right. So, I'll say this. First, when I thought of the whole swinging lifestyle and being a single woman inside the lifestyle, it was, I say the least, it was shocking for me to in the beginning. It was, you know, I was wide-eyed and bushy-tailed in the beginning, and I didn't look at it as being a swinger, and I think I was using that as a safe term from what I actually wanted out of it. You know, if I get technical about what I wanted when I thought of swingers, it wasn't to be a swinger in the lifestyle. It was more of an orgy. I wanted to experience an orgy. That was what I really wanted. So as I, you know, that's how it was when I first started, and I had to basically develop my, like you said earlier, about developing your own taste palette as far as the lifestyle in general, you know. And from there, I go with this, and I say this to everybody that asks me, that come over me, it's like I have no expectations. That's within and without the the whole swinger thing, the whole lifestyle.
Right.
I mingle, I enjoy myself, I have a good time, and the only expectation I will come with is just that, to mingle and have a good time. Everything else to me, I had to put on a back burner. I had to make it secondary, and that's a whole other show.
Right. You know what? We've been on a call for an hour and 22 minutes, and I think we probably need to get that commercial in there. Or do we have time not to get the commercial in there? Can we go without the commercial?
Which commercial?
Oh, we don't have to do it. Yes.
Huh? Oh, okay. I can play that right now. Want to play it right now?
Yeah, we can play that right now, and because I have some people that are trying to put some things together.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we'll come back and get Frenchie's idea of what he thinks swinging is.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't ready.
Mm-hmm. I
want to one.
And we also have a question from Jason when we come back. So we're going to play this quick commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get Jason's questions first. And then we as hosts are always on here. Then we can get into Frenchie's idea of what he thinks swinging is.
I need y'all to strap up for it.
Ooh, strap up.
Coming to Phone Fantasy Radio this August is Swinger State of Mind with your host, LaCrush Hart, and introducing King Fantasy, Frenchie, and Trinity Blake. In 2 hours, we will delve into the swinger lifestyle and other alternative desires. We will explore and discover delectables from the taboo side of sexuality. Join us every Wednesday starting August 1st, 10 p.m. Eastern, and get into the swinger state of mind.
Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
So basically, I guess, I just want to hear Sade. I guess we'll just use that as an excuse.
Hi.
I want everybody to just kind of chill out a little bit and relax a little bit. Yes.
Trinity, I give you tremendous credit because when Crush played that for the very first time, I was very impressed. Very.
Well, thank you very much.
All she did was talk.
What question?
Trinity, do have that voice that makes you want to jump through there and poke her, don't you? You just want to poke her right there.
Well, it looks like we have a good 36 minutes left. And, baby, Black Report. Is that who this is talking? You let me know, and I will talk to you anytime, baby. But
as far as
we were discussing about what we consider the lifestyle to be and what swinging is, and I gave my opinion, and LaCrush gave her level and her boundaries. We're going to let Frenchie, our other host, our sexy host that's been all around the world, he's going to give us his description. And then we have a very, very, if we don't have any callers raising a hand and want to share, when they actually learn to inner freak, we have a really interesting question. I think we should kind of tie up with that for the last 30 minutes. So let's go into Frenchie, what you consider the lifestyle for you.
Right, we do have a caller, but go ahead, Frenchie.
I'm going to make it short. No, I'm going to make it real short. Lifestyle is basically, in my opinion and my experience, I say the lifestyle is that individual who wants something different out of sex, out of bottom line. He or she wants something different out of sex and experience it in multiple different ways. Bottom line. Now, I can go into examples, but that's it. He or she wants to experience it in multiple different ways.
I think that's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So, LaCrush, you say we have a caller?
Yes, we do have a caller. We have the 7005. You're on air. Please give us your name and where you're calling from. 7005? Are you there? Okay.
I guess we don't have a call. Maybe we have a breakup. Who knows what's going on with that, but hopefully we can get them tied in. We have 34 minutes left, and I guess everybody's told us their stories of when they became an inner freak. So we are extremely lucky to be able to get a random question. So this last 30 minutes, we're going to be answering just general questions because I've had quite a few people texting and say they had random questions outside of what our topic is. So the question right now is coming from Jason, Jason31A, who's in our chat room. And before I ask this question, is he going to get on the call or does he want me to just ask the question out loud and then we'll drop in?
Yep, I think you can just go ahead and ask the question out loud. Jason's lines is open. If you do want to join into the conversation, anybody want to join into the conversation, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number one, and we'll let you on air if you have any thoughts of that. But go ahead.
And Jason318, if that 318 is your area code, you're from the North Booth, so we need somebody from the North Booth in here. Instead of we Southern Buddhists, you know, from North Louisiana, that is. So bring yourself over.
He's not in the 318. He's in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the thing. This is Jason's question. And it says, how about the financial aspects of throwing a swing party? How do you determine how much to charge and where does the money go? He would get on and ask himself, but there's too much noise in his background. So his question is, you know, I'm going to repeat it so everybody can hear it if you have an opinion. If you are a promoter or a host or you've been to an event, his question is this. How about the financial aspects of throwing a swinger party? How do you determine how much to charge and where does the money go? Who wants to go first on that? I'm going to hold off for a couple of minutes.
Okay. I got to jump in this because I go to parties all the time. And let me tell you something. Very simple. If you're a reputable host, you don't have to make it $120, $150 for single males. Single males is the one that gets hit in the head the hardest on it. If you're a reputable host, you can make it a reasonable dollar amount to cover the expenses of whatever venue you're doing. Now, that being said, you know, if you're going to, you know, put in the little drinks or some finger foods and stuff like that, that's, you know, a different ball of wax. But I think you should do a percentage ratio calculator and Google it online because that's what I used before. Use a percentage ratio calculator and you come up with a reasonable percentage that, okay, if you got four different groups to come, this particular group's going to pay this percentage of it, this group going to pay that percentage, this group going to pay that percentage, and so on and so on. And that's just my personal opinion and experience, because I hate going to parties paying a bill and a half just to have fun, and 9 times out of 10, everybody ain't on the same page. The host did a terrible job about telling what the party's all about. You get some disgruntled females talking about, well, I wanted Tyrese in this piece, but instead he got, Suge Knight or something, you know? So the money aspect should be divided evenly, and it should come as an expense, like a four-way separation of the cost of the venue, the cost of your expenses. Now, if you're doing this for money, it's a different ballgame, different way of doing it. That's just my opinion.
Okay. We have somebody who just stepped into the room, the Traveler 2000. First Kim said, she said people use them to pay their rent. Traveler 2000 said, you charge based on the type of people you are trying to attract to your event. It doesn't have anything to do with making a dollar off of single men. I agree with that.
I agree with that
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It just so happened Kim and I, I'm sorry, go ahead, LaCrescia, I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Okay, do we have somebody else that want to make a response before I give my response? Because you guys know this is something that's dear to me about pricing.
Mm-hmm. Jason also added that he asked that because he's seen that people charge for swing parties and their different prices for couples and so on.
Okay. This is my response to that. And I always tell guests, when you are, most people consider this, being a swinger is about, mainly they practice these lifestyles at parties. That's the most popular place. And now we have the social websites where we can also practice these swinger lifestyle habits as well. So when it comes to the party, and speaking of present time, now that we have this commercial aspect added to it where everybody is getting into the trend of swinging, me personally, I base the charge of my events off of what I'm offering to my guests. And I do not have a single female price or a couple price or a single male price. My price is based off of what I'm offering. And I can do that because I have a screening process. And my screening process is used to determine who I think is adequate to fit into my events. So I don't have to say, well, I'm going to charge men $200, because if you don't have any money or if you fit that certain criteria, I know you're not going to pay all this money to come to an event. I give them a different levels to go through before I determine if you're going to be invited. So I can charge a single male $20 and charge a single female $20 and charge the couple $20 each because it's two of them instead of getting into the regular scheme of pricing. Now, I know for a lot of people, they're not used to that, but I have events and I charge, and Kim can tell you, I charge one price per person because you're all getting the same things. And when it comes to being able to pick out the type of guests that I want, I do that through my interview process, which a lot of people don't do, but I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that money goes to cover my expenses and my time and effort put into picking the right people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I host parties as well. This is LaCrush speaking. I host parties in New York City, and I don't have a central location. Okay, and there isn't a switcher location. So when we do parties, we have to rent out a location. Rent, and if we're providing liquor or not, is the most expensive when you're hosting a party. I don't have an interview process, so to speak. We have more of an open party where we're selective at the door. You know, I've talked to you on the phone. And we've exchanged emails, you've sent me a picture, and things of that nature. You know, we have security and things like that at my party. At one time, I was charging $75 for single males, Each level does have their own price. Couples is less than single males, and ladies, single ladies are free. Everybody has to bring in a bottle. Single males at this point. At single males at this point is $60 with the bottle, and then sometimes I'll charge more without a bottle, but 9 times out of 10, I just let that slide.
As a male, and I'm going to speak because I know there's some guys out there who's probably thinking like me because I'm going to be the right wing. Why is it that the females, the single females get to come in at joint free?
Two reasons. One.
Please.
Single females are the vocal point of the party. New York City's party scene is way different than the South party scene and the way Trini does her party. So, you know, and the first aspect is single females are the vocal point, basically, of the party. The single females are the vocal point of the party. Single females can do both, either play with girls or they get to play with the couples, or they could play with a single guy. So basically they do more. And single females will make a break if a guy will stay at a party or not. Just keep it real with y'all. So in that aspect, now as far as charging the different prices, we charge just so we can cover the bases. Like I said, I don't have an adequate place where I throw parties, so I have to pay for that. A two-bedroom suite alone in New York City, Manhattan, I'm paying at least $803. That's with tax, $803 or $804 out of my pocket. That's not even, this is before anything. This is before food. This is before the liquor. This is before everything, whether I'm providing games, whether I'm providing toys, whether I'm providing anything. Off the bat, I'm already 800 down. Okay?
So, Pat, can I ask you something right quick? Even with the price of the venue, because I have to pay for my venues as well, and this is Trinity in the South, and even with the price of the venue and, you know, what you're going to have at the party, I have live bands at my party. That's an extra expense. I just feel like it would be easier if everybody that's coming to the event is sharing the responsibility, because at the end of the night, we're all accountable for each other. And, you know, we govern ourselves for our health and our safety. And I kind of just feel like if the female is getting in free, the expectation is different. And if the guy is paying 100 and the girl is getting in free, they're automatically coming in with this brothel mentality of, well, I paid all this money, what am I going to get for it? And I think until that's balanced out, and even though it might seem like the female is doing more, I'm going to tell you, I think, yes, she is doing more, because she's doing more if she's bisexual. But if there's a straight female that's coming to the party and they're coming to truly have a great experience, you need to have somebody that she can play with. And if you're charging males a lot of money, usually the men that's going to pay this price are men that are more desperate to be in that situation of being in a lifestyle. And I think if we consider lowering the price, then we can be more selective of who's coming. I totally get that.
112%. That's why I've never charged over $75 for a party for single guys. I get what you're saying. I really do. It makes wonderful sense. However, like I said before, the party scenes are different out here than they are there. I've never charged. I find it ridiculous to charge somebody $100 and $125 for a party. So,
and I agree with you on that, but
you got to also look at this. At the end of the day, what I'm trying to do as far as a hostess, I want everybody to have a good time. I want everybody to enjoy themselves. But at the same time, I want to make sure that it's not a waste. Like, I didn't waste my time, I didn't waste my effort, and I didn't waste my money. I don't care if I don't make enough money to. I just want to make enough where I can pay for that room at the end of the night.
And LaCresh, what it really all comes down to, like the whole point of the question he was asking, you know, what do you do with this money? Why are you charging the money? And
right.
before, and I'm gonna, and as being an advocate, and we're talking about the swinger state of mind, in the past, the lifestyle was really about couples and wife swapping.
Right.
Yep.
They frowned upon single men coming to these events.
Right.
It was
yep.
a way to tell single men not to come.
Not to come.
We really don't want you here. But if
right.
you're willing
yep.
to pay, you know, X amount of dollars, I guess we'll let you in. But
and
that was a
past.
Long. That was a long time ago. Now,
right.
you know, women are starting to step up. Baby
yep.
boomers are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Single
yep.
people are coming into the lifestyle, and women
yep.
want to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I
now,
feel like
two...
until we start to change the price scheme of
mm-hmm.
who we want to welcome to our events, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a hard time. But then you get into the demographics. Well,
mm-hmm.
If you're in L.A., it's going to cost you a good grip to get a nice place. And now we're getting to the business aspect of it.
Okay,
how are you
right.
going to run your business? Are
right.
you going to have a fast food restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to have a casual cafe? Or are
mm-hmm.
you going to have a fine dining experience?
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
that when you get into those situations like, okay, well, I'm in this area. I want to have a lifestyle event. I want
mm-hmm.
nice people. But if I'm going to cater to a few people, then this is how much it's going to cost me.
Right.
At that point, you need to reach out to your guests and say, look, if you guys want to experience this, we're going to have to share these expenses. And sometimes you have to get out of the business aspect of it and get
mm-hmm.
back to why you really love it. And that's
mm-hmm.
when you start welcoming people into your home and saying, or you find somebody let you go into their home and say, we want to get together. We're
mm-hmm.
going to be as small as we can accommodate because we want to experience the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And then nobody's feeling like they're paying a healthy price for
mm-hmm.
something that should be free.
Mm-hmm.
If we could make it free, but unfortunately, we can't.
You see,
we can't. No matter, you know. Go ahead, Frenchie. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I mean, I'm glad Trinity, you say that because I'm a chime at both of y'all on this. Not too long ago, when we had Brick on here, y'all was talking about the woman. Not you, Trinity. LaCresh, you're the one who pulled out your shotgun and shot me. Said, I totally think what you're saying is bullshit about the man being the one that brings the inner freak out when it's actually the female when it comes to the couple. So meaning,
mm-hmm.
when you go to these swingers parties, you know, the female want to go and experience a female or a male. 9 times out of 10, she wants to experience a male. So if they got all females and no single male, what's going on? She's forced to deal with a female then. Therefore, us single males are outside looking in the window talking about, I won't get in. Can I get
no,
in?
No, that's never the case. Remember, we live in New York City. That will never be the case. You got
now,
dudes that are paid $125, and you have dudes that are paid $60. So that will never be the case.
And I blame, here's what I think. I blame you, the promoter, for doing a bad promoting job.
Who
are
you talking to? Me?
The promoter. I've never been to your party. I'm saying a promoter. I'm saying a promoter. Here's the thing. It goes to selective screening. If you throw your party right, you get a head count in advance. If you ever promote it outside of the lifestyle, you get a head count. You pre-sell things before the event. You get a head count. Who's confirmed? Who's coming? Based on that, you can get a number of who's going to come. But that price should become out of that pot right there. Okay, I want to have a party, a small party of 10 people. Okay, I'm going to get a hotel room that's going to cost me $100. All right, I need 10 confirmed people. These are just examples. I want to get a hotel room. You know, it's going to cost me $100. But thus far, I say, okay, you take that 100, you split it by 10, boom. Or you split it up by the couples. That's how you come up with a figure. When I promote, that's how I do it. I get a head count first. Once I get a head count, know who's confirmed, then I go to the venue. Okay, this is based on who's committed, who's going to come. This is what I'm going to go for. Hence, as a promoter, you got to cover your overhead. You can't go in there with empty pockets. You got to cover your overhead off top. You got to cover that. If the room is $100, you got to come in there with $200. Banking that everybody ain't going to come in. Therefore, you overbook it. When you say you want 10, you go for 13. You see what I'm saying?
That's how you make up for it.
I
want to
bring up a topic right quick. The traveler just mentioned something, and I think
right.
we really need to cut to this.
Right.
And he was saying that, you know, even with the RSVPs and stuff, that you can't book a venue based on that. And I wanted to go ahead and address that for him. I don't know about the other promoters that are on the line and my other co-hosts, but I pick my venue first. I pick my venue, and
right.
I decide what my budget is going to be.
Right.
So if I know my venue's capacity, just like a club, is only going to hold, if I'm at a house, and I say this house is not going to hold comfortably more than 50 people, okay, this is how much I plan on charging for my event, I'm going to have a band, okay, we're going to add $10 more. So if I have a capacity of 50 people, I do my RSVPs. Now, most people say, well, I had all these people RSVP for my party, but they didn't show up. Now, LaCrush and Frenchie have heard me speak about my events. I am an analyst, and I have came up with all sorts of controls to take care of these things. You only can counsel on me a few times, and I have a large enough database to where I basically have like a 98% turnout rate. So if I say 100 people are coming to my party, I'm going to get 98 people. And they know if they choose not to come, then I'm documenting everything. So then you're going to be on a no-call list. So until you start really being personable with your guests and really getting to know who they are and they go through my screening process, I don't have a situation to where, well, I had 100 people say it was coming. I only had 15 people. You know, and a lot of people do have that problem, you know, and because there's different variables that factor into it. I'm just lucky that I don't have to deal with that, but I do offer my services to other promoters to help them build up their attendance rate. And if you want to get to know more about that, hit me up on the side, and I can help you guys enforce some policies to get your attendance rate to where it should be instead of these low turnout rates.
Trinity.
Yes.
You sound like a reputable promoter.
Hey,
you sound like,
that's what I do.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Peep game. I'm gonna say it real quick, and we can roll on. You sound like a reputable promoter. So let's just say you want to throw a party. You know you could pack 100 people in there. Go for the short number, say 50. Bank on that 50. Know you can fill up a party with 50 people. Get your numbers. Get your cheddar right for 50 people. Get your venue based on 50 people. Now you say you go to your venue first. That's a way to do it. Me, I do it
based
different.
Off my budget. So if I only have $1,000 to do a party, I already have $1,000 in my pocket.
So
I'm not looking to make money to do it. The money is it's like any business. When you first start a business, you could possibly lose money. You know,
right.
So
possibly.
But
you're
doing
it
for the love.
You do,
LaCrush.
You do.
You're going to. It's like, listen. I've done this and I've done it.
Me and
LaCrush
are going to be sharing bread together by next month.
Every possible, right, I I've done this in every possible way that I know how. Now, another thing you have to think about when you're doing a party, like you see how Trinity, she has a whole different policy than I do. Now, there's a different types of parties. You have those private. You have those private parties by invite only, and then you also have those that are open parties where anybody that's in the lifestyle that wants to check it out or that wants to, they're able to come, and then we're selective at the door. So,
but you got to go back to the original
question. And you got to find out what niche is right for you. And depending on what what you're trying to accomplish at the end of the day, you know, that's what matters to you. Now, I can say this with true pride. Every party that I've thrown since July of 2008 up until basically last weekend, every party that I've thrown, I've never had a failed party in my eyes.
Now, what's considered a failed party?
Even if I lost money and didn't even make my quota or get my money back, I've had a successful party.
Because you love
party.
What you're doing.
But not because I love what I'm doing, but everybody that came enjoyed themselves. That when people call me, when a guy calls me or a girl calls me or a newbie calls me, the first thing I tell them is two things. One, I don't make promises on my pussy. I had to learn that the hard way. So I'm not going to tell you. I say it just like that, too. I'm not going to tell you that if you come to the party, we're going to play. Because that's not the case. You got to come to the party, and I got to steal you out if I'm interested. It's a no-pressure environment.
Right. Okay.
And I tell
you
every woman. And, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Is he mine? I think that's the beautiful thing of all three of us being able to contribute our thoughts, especially with Frenchie being the single male aspect and from
right.
his perspective and all the things they have to go through, and
right.
then you being the young single female swinger that's really about, hey, I'm willing to meet new people. And then on my end, I'm a more experienced swinger, and my boundaries are way further out there, so I'm coming through the door like this is what I expect.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm the same way. I'll tell any young promoter, do not promise your pussy.
I gotta throw it at y'all again. Let's go back to the original question. Y'all remember what the original question was? The original
mm-hmm.
issue was. My the original question was, why do single men have to pay so much to go to these parties, right?
That wasn't the original question, technically.
No.
Well, okay, so
that was his original question for this last issue. He
right.
wanted to know why men have to pay so much. And I thought I kind of answered that question for you. Men pay so much money to the parties because they're replicating something that started before but for the wrong reasons. And now is used as different tools.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were asking about, is it the man that aspires the female to do something, or is it a female? Now, I will tell you this. Like we said, it started off as wife swapping, and it was not black people doing it. Now, when
right.
you get into black Americans, I'm not talking black foreigners.
But
when you get into
ball,
black Americans, and when it comes
mm-hmm.
to swinging, as a
mm-hmm.
black woman, especially being from the South, we
mm-hmm.
were not raised to be loose.
Mm-mm.
We were raised to follow our man. Now, the man can have another family on the other side of the tracks, but
mm-hmm.
the female was not allowed to do that. So, when it comes to the lifestyle, you see a lot of women look towards the man like, well, if he doesn't want me to do it, I'm going to tell him I'm not doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I would tell anybody this, and before I state this, I want everybody to be clear. I am an experienced swinger. I've been doing parties for a very long time. A lot of you might not understand this, but from my perspective, the star of my party is the single male.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a bunch of knucklehead single men in that, the party is going to be horrible.
And
if
that was
I have the
point
white
I was going to
single
at.
Men to come into my party and the single women are happy and they have somebody that's going to please them. And I know some men out there thinking, well, I'm with a couple. There's going to be men there if there's couples. Let's be real. Most couples don't wear condoms. So when you get ready to be with a single female, your dick does not get hard. So she just puffing and puffing and puffing. So when you can bring in some single males to really gear up and satisfy those single women, if you make the woman happy, which is the most vocal point of the party, then everybody's happy. But it takes the men to please the women to be the vocal point.
So let me just finish stating what I was stating. Once I'm done stating what I'm stating, we're 6 minutes in. So we're about to get that call, and I will have to wrap up the show. But as I was saying, me personally, and I host my show, and I tell this to everybody that calls me, especially single guys, I do not make promises on my pussy. That's number one. Number two, do not come to a party with the expectations of fucking, but come with the expectations of having a good time. Don't put all your energy in you're going to beat this one up, you're going to get this dick, you're going to do that, you're going to do this.
Why not?
Because you're going to...
We come to party one to smash. We come ready to smash. That's what we do. We come to party ready to smash. Now you tell me you come to a lifestyle party and not to expect that?
That's such a single male attitude.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Swinger State of Mind. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. Thank you to Black Reporter. Thank you to Mika. Thank you to D-Fox. thank you to Jason for the wonderful random question. Thank you to Pimpress Kim. Thank you to Trinity. Thank you to Traveler 2000. All the guests. Thank you to my First Lieutenant Brick. I see you holding us down in the chat room. Thanks to the 214, the 803, the 770, the 225, the 208. Thank you to everybody that basically came to the show. Frenchie, you need to mute your phone. You need to mute your phone.
I'm just saying.
No, you're not just saying.
Everybody
like,
have a great night, and thank y'all for joining. And this is Swinger State of Mind. And thank you, LaCrush, for introducing us tonight. And I look forward to sharing a lot more of my experiences and really letting everybody pick my brain and getting the opportunity to pick your brain.
Yes, pretty much. Also, I want to say this. I'll be back on air with Black Reporter tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called Crush Grooves with LaCrush and Black Reporter. And we basically play music. This is our musical show. We have a theme. We might do some trivia. We're not sure just yet. But, you know, come on through for good conversation and some good entertainment. Also, on Mondays, 8 p.m. Eastern, we have my host, Brick, with Brick House. 8 p.m. Eastern on Mondays. Tuesdays, we have the Adult Zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. Once again, at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll be back here next Wednesday for the second installment of Swinger's State of Mind radio show with...
You didn't put that root in it.
With LaCrush, listen, I'm more than oomph right now. So, I ain't got that to do it. I'm more than oomph right now. But once again, thanks to everybody that showed us support, showed
Thank
us
you.
Love. I think we had an awesome show tonight. What do you think, Trinity?
I'm excited. I think we have a lot more to discuss. And the topic for next week is going to be Swinger State of Mind, the past, the present, and the future. We're going to really get in depth with where swingers come from and where we're going with it. So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, folks. On that note, are we leaving with a song?
Yeah. Are you going to play my song?
What song is that?
My song, the one I asked you about earlier.
No.
Oh, I can't.
No? That's too much? Okay, never mind.
No, I can't. My internet just shut down, so I can't do nothing right now. Sorry, guys.
I can sing, but I just don't sound
good. Frenchie, do you have any goodbyes? Shout-outs you want to give?
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See y'all next week.
Right, and I want to thank everybody that got on for Trinity Blake from Texas and all over. You guys definitely represented, and especially LaRue. I will be calling you later.
Come on now. Call her for me. Call her for us.
So, I guess on that note, this is the way we end our show.
And I'm sorry, go ahead, babe.
No, I was just saying, I can't really do nothing. I don't even know if we got kicked off yet. My internet just crashed. But the fact
about
that we're still talking,
we have 2 minutes remaining, basically.
We have
2 minutes
to
say what we want to say.
Right, but what I'm saying is, I'm signed in through my computer, and I signed in through the phone. So now that my internet is gone, that means we're not signed in anymore. So it might just cut off on us.
Oh, okay, cool.
In about a minute 20.
Well, no, she's saying because she's not in through a computer, we're pretty much cut off from everybody.
Right. We can be cut off from everybody. So, but anyway, once again, thanks, everybody. Visit us online at Facebook. Visit us online at facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. That's our brand new page. Like us. The website, phonefantasyradio.com. We're working on our own little swingers blog or site right now. Working on that. Hopefully we'll have that up very soon. And on that note,
bye.
Later, alligator.